Hi everyone. First of all, I would like to thank the organizer for giving me the opportunity to talk about my work. I'm an archaeologist, so I'm going to talk about from an archaeological point of view. And I'm doing my PhD in digital media and cultural heritage. The topic of my PhD is to give possible reconstruction, hypothetical reconstruction of the Roman theatres in Crete. The issue is that not all of them have been excavated, and in many cases we have very few remains and also very few data about these theatres. So I started wondering how I could obtain more information from an architectural point of view about their architectural structure in order to have a scientific approach to do these 3D reconstructions. So the evolution of archaeologists, if we consider only the last century, the archaeologists has developed quite a lot, starting from the switching from the simple excavation to the stratigraphic excavation, still arriving to the 3D modeling and virtual archaeology. The concept of evolutions means that there is a progress, that there is an improvement. This doesn't mean that we have to forget the good things we achieved before. So I think that also in the virtual archaeology and in 3D modeling, we have to keep researching the good level of accuracy that we are searching also with the stratigraphic excavations in the stratigraphic archaeology. So, and also in the, we can find this historical rigor in the principle 5 of the Charter of Seville, where we can read that any form of computer-based visualization of the past must be supported by solid research and historical and archaeological documentation. So also in virtual archaeology, we need to have a scientific approach. But what is important and interesting to consider is that the 3D and the virtual archaeology can also be the instrument to achieve this historical rigor and to achieve to make a solid research, because except for the many use of the 3D that there are, like make attractive reconstruction for the vast majority of the people, or to explain the past to non-archaeologists and to help interpretation through the visualization. We can also, from the 3D, we can also obtain, we can analyze ancient monuments, and we can obtain information from single monuments. So the first kind of analysis that I'm applying to my contest is the 3D visibility analysis. So creating lines of sight from observer points to the target, we are able to understand what is incoherent and what misfits in the reconstruction. So for example, in the case of the theaters, the observer points can be possible seats of the spectators in the sitting area, and the target could be the possible position of the actors on the stage. So you see there are green lines that are the visible paths, and the red lines are the not visible paths. And in addition, thanks to the obstruction points, I don't know if you can see them, derived from the lines of sight, we can understand which are the real obstacles in the visual scales. So for example, in these two images, you see, in this kind of reconstruction, we have obstruction points directly in a large part of the converging wall, while in these other kind of reconstructions, we have the obstruction points only on the surface of the converging wall. That means that, obviously, there is more visibility towards the stage. Another kind of data that we can obtain from the 3D visibility analysis is the frequency of visibility, always based on the 3D model. So here, for example, we see that the blue color indicates the area visible from a range of 127, 133 spectators. 133 is the total number of observer points. So here we have an example of three models of the same theater. So in the first model we have a stage farther from the sitting area, in the second model we have the stage closer. And in these two cases we see that there are not so many differences. The stage is visible almost from everyone, so from this range of 127, 133 spectators. But in the third model, where the stage has been made higher respect to the previous models, we see that the stage is only visible from a range of 106-112 spectators, that is indicated by the light purple color. So in this case, we see that there is there are more problems with the visibility when the stage is higher. And another kind of analysis using 3D models that I'm making for the theaters is the virtual acoustic analysis. So we have many information, not so many, but we have quite a lot of information about the acoustic of ancient theaters. So the first one are dated back to Vitruvius, but François Cagnac made a very deep, a very good study about the acoustic of the ancient theaters. So he took measurements directly in situ of well-preserved theaters, and he also took measurements in real model, representing the ancient theaters. And he achieved some conclusions about the necessary characteristics in the architecture of the ancient theaters in order to have a good quality of the sound. So he dealt with problems of echoes and also with the geometry of the theaters, and he also differentiate the quality of sound if the place was reserved to the speech, for speech performances, or for music. So this is another example that I'm studying for my PhD, and so with thanks to room acoustic software, so we are able to investigate the quality, the acoustics quality of 3D environments. So from the creating the 3D models, we can have some information about the acoustics, their acoustics. The advantage of this analysis is that we can know the acoustics of rooms that now are we don't have anymore, they do not exist anymore, so is the only way to know how the acoustic was in that rooms. We can understand if there were place, if they were places reserved for speech performances or music, and we can also understand better the architecture of those monuments, because there are some architectural elements like the porticos and above the sitting area, or niches in the scene buildings, or the shape of the cavea and the materials that are that they all strongly influenced the acoustics of the environment. And so we, in this case, you see there are the blue points that are the receivers, so the possible positions of the spectators, and there is the red point that is the possible position of the actor on the stage. So the software collects the measurement, calculate the measure of the impulse response for each receiver, and give us the values of parameters. We select the parameters that we want to know. In my case, it was the reverberation time and the early decay time that are connected to echoes problems. And the clarity definition and speech transmission index are connected to the good comprehension of the words. And we can compare these values with previous analysis, with previous studies that the archaeologist and engineer also made in situ in well-preserved theaters, and so we can understand actually which was if we cannot completely understand which was the correct structure, at least we can verify if a reconstruction was is correct or not. So I made different tests changing the unknown part of the theaters, and to see if there were niches or not, if there were the columns or not, and see the differences in the values obtained. So concluding, I want to stress that it's very important in virtual archaeology use traditional instruments as data coming from the archaeological excavations or the historical research, but with 3D analysis we can even obtain more even we can obtain even more reliable reconstructions, and we maybe we have to think more that the 3D is not only the goal but also the mean to have more information about the past. Thank you.